Officials in Hollywood say it was probably a smoldering cigarette that caused the fire in the apartment of actor Jack Cassidy. His body was burned beyond recognition. Dental charts had to be used to establish identification. Cassidy was 49. He was separated from Shirley Jones.
Well, it's time once again for yours truly, Ray Brown, to zip out to my palatial Lower Cape estate. Stay tuned for your chance to win a cloud of dust and a hearty high of silver coming up next on the Trivia Show. Are you guys ready? Okay, here you go.
WCRP-I-N-E.
It's trivia time.
Trivia for today. We'd like to start trivia not on our usual humorous note, you know, one of our typical jokes, but today we'd like to start on a little bit more serious note, because if any of you have been paying attention to the news, you know that one of Hollywood's brightest stars, Jack Cassidy, died yesterday in a fire in his apartment building out in Hollywood. And
tragic, truly tragic.
We would like to make just a little comment on this.
If we might, yeah.
If you would.
Okay. Jack Cassidy's interest in showbiz began when, as a child, he was inspired by President Roosevelt's well-known fireside chats. Branded a hotshot during his early years, Jack soon blazed a path to stardom and maintained his incandescent personality despite the pressure cooker lifestyle of Hollywood. His critics often blasted his somewhat scalding remarks and smoldering temper. Jack may have seemed hard-boiled on the outside, but he was warm and tender inside, where it counted. We'll always remember the sizzling wit that Jack displayed whenever he became embroiled in some hot issue. He would stew and steam and grill his opponents and usually end the discussion by saying crisply, "Well, if you can't stand the heat, get the hell out of my apartment." Recently, reporters said that Jack was just getting back on Hollywood's barbecue circuit after a year-long absence because he was red-faced about his failure to land a part in The Towering Inferno and Blazing Saddles. Jack's famous friend, torch singer Orson Welles, commented, "Jack's accidental and premature cremation is particularly ironic, since he was to have appeared as last night's guest of honor at the Friar's Roast." Jack's light may be extinguished, but the glow from this star's embers will emblazon the sky forever. Clearly, this was one Hollywood roast that just burns us up.
Dick, if I may make just one personal comment. For a career which has brought us pleasure and joy, well done, Jack. Well done.
But the show must go on.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
And we do have trivia questions, trivia prizes today, because Jack would have wanted it that way.
I think so.
775-6800.